Hello, today the church celebrates Tuesday of Holy Week, and our gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 13, verses 21 to 33 and 36 to 38. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, "What you are going to do, do quickly." Now none of those reclining at table realized why he had said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, "Buy what we need for the feast, or give something to the poor." So Judas took the morsel and left at once, and it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and, as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say it to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In the final days of Jesus' life, people responded to him in different ways. While Judas betrayed him, the beloved disciple sat close to him, even leaning on his chest. In the opening chapter of the Gospel, the evangelist describes Jesus as being upon the chest of his Father, which suggests a close relationship. The beloved disciple seems to have had a similar relationship with Jesus and is an example for all of us to follow. The beloved disciple is not given a name in the gospel, as we are all called to identify with him. We can look to him as a model for discipleship and strive to imitate him. We are called to have the same kind of relationship with Jesus as the beloved disciple had, which is why Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Remain in my love." We can all share in Jesus' special relationship with his Father in heaven. And that's something to reflect on and be thankful for during this Holy Week.